Anything for a quiet life, a young man fain would do, to serve his master out his time, and please his mistress too. His bondage wished for liberty, that he might have a wife, at his own will, for to do still anything for a quiet life. In haste he chose himself then one, and quickly was he wed. But crooked cares of household charge molested much his head. His wedding shoes no sooner off, but his commanding wife did make him pray, and often say anything for a quiet life. His wife, young lass, grew wanton sick within a day or two, and longed she knew not well for what, as many women do. The daintiest things that could be got he gave unto his wife, and for her sake did undertake anything for a quiet life. With plums and pears and cherries ripe of 20 shillings a pound, with peascods newly from the bloom, if any might be found, all which he must go seek forthwith to please his longing wife. Thus married men do now and then to have a quiet life. 7 holidays in 1 week she still desired to make, and every day to lie till noon, for fear her head should ache, for want of sleep would trouble sore this his young teeming wife, that would have died if he denied anything for a quiet life. For breakfast in her bed she had a caudle of muscadine, and then with woodcocks and with larks she must rise up and dine, where he, kind-hearted married man, gives welcome to his wife. For do but crave, quoth he, and have anything for a quiet life. At last her child bedtime drew on, where money must be spent in dainty lawns and cambrics fine, or else no way content. Her house must be as well set out as any city wife. Thus filled with care, he must not spare anything for a quiet life. Her nurses weekly charge likewise with many a gossip's feast. He well perceived when purse grew light and emptied was his chest, the sugar plums and sweet conserves to please his child-bed wife. Both night and day grieved him to say anything for a quiet life. These christening charges overpast, the churching day came on, against which time her tailor must her guarded gown bring home, her petticoat of stammled red new given unto his wife. Which charges paid, this young man said, anything for a quiet life. Thus after many a brave carouse upon her churching day, her tattling gossips her persuade in this her rich array to take the comforts of the air and pleasures of a wife, while he at home says like a mome anything for a quiet life. Unto her nurse child then must she, in jollity and joy, some 10 miles distance for her to see the visage of her boy, well mounted on an ambling nag with some kind neighbor's wife. Whilst he, poor soul, must sing and dole anything for a quiet life. Not any meeting in 7 miles where gallants do repair, but she will brave it with the best, and for no charges spare. If fault her husband find therewith, she proves a frowning wife, and tires him so till he bestows anything for a quiet life. His old acquaintance must he not at any time go see, except she grant and give him leave, or there in presence be. And then his purse he must yield up to his commanding wife, while he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for a quiet life. Thus he must say, good woman, pay anything for